In this training video, we will talk about beliefs. Let me ask you a question. What do you believe life is all about? Do you believe life is a battle and believe in the saying life is not meant to be easy? Or do you believe life is a dance, a party, or even a blessing? Do you think life is really tough? Or do you think life is a box of chocolate? Please take a moment and really reflect on what life means to you. Because chances are that the results you are currently getting in your life reflect exactly your beliefs. You see, the thing is, beliefs are a sense of certainty about what something means to you. And we have thousands of beliefs, and most of them we are not even aware of. We have beliefs that are supporting us and encouraging us to get where we want to go. And we have beliefs that are holding us back and keeping us stuck in disappointment and failure. Now, deep-seated beliefs are formed very early in our childhood and are influenced by the significant people around us, such as our parents, family members, teachers, religion. And please don't forget, today we are also too often impacted by what we absorb on social media, internet, and television. I want you to think back to when you were young. Was there ever a significant event where a teacher told you off for giving a stupid answer? How did you respond? Did you stop putting your hands up at all? Perhaps next time you didn't even try because the fear of being told off was too intense and too intimidating. You may have created a limiting belief right there by telling yourself that you are just not good enough, no matter what you say, or that you're not clever enough. And you may even apply this belief in some situations still today. If you were told as a child that you are clumsy, you remember the word clumsy every single time you drop something. Clumsiness becomes a focus and thereby a self-fulfilling prophecy. On the flip side, I am sure there have been many positive, affirming beliefs that teachers and your parents have taught you. Beliefs that formed the foundation of strong positive self-beliefs that created successful outcomes for you every single day. Our beliefs are governed how we perceive the world. They create our world because they act as judgment filter that stops certain things from entering our unconscious mind and shape the way we perceive reality. Most people are not even aware that beliefs are a choice and that some of their beliefs are holding them back from achieving their desired outcomes. If you want to improve your results and success, you must develop a very clear understanding of the beliefs that hold you back and identify limitations in your thoughts, language, and action or inaction. Negative beliefs can be turned into positive ones when we challenge them with our critical thinking and reprogram our neural pathways. You can fast-track this change with the support of a mindset coach or a master practitioner in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. We create beliefs to make sense of our experiences. They are not reality itself, just our perception of it. And if you look up the definition of belief, you will find explanations such as a belief is an acceptance that something exists or is true, especially one without proof. Therefore, can we call beliefs convenient assumptions? Put your hand on your heart. Is it not convenient that we sometimes don't have time? Because we don't want to deal or we don't know how to deal with certain situations, especially with the things that we don't see the value in, don't believe in, or the things that really pushes us outside the comfort zone, which makes us afraid of failing. Now, the problem with that strategy is that we become stuck and stop growing. So why not make up beliefs that support us in creating our ideal personal and professional lives? Start listening for language patterns that give away any limitations and internal conflicts where the mind uses limiting reference points, stopping the unconscious mind to work towards the desired outcome. For example, there is a cross-department project that has emerged. When the other department manager calls you up to arrange a time to catch up and to go over the requirements, you hear yourself say, let me revisit first, I will get back to you. You then spend an enormous amount of time, energy, caffeine and headache only to admit that you do need the help of the other department manager to get this project off the ground. In this real life example, the language pattern to look out for is the I'll have to do things myself approach, which is an indicator of the internal conflict and a limiting belief of either I can't trust or rely on others, or I need to do this myself to prove to everybody that I am in control, or I believe that asking for help is a weakness. And that could be the mind using limiting reference points of a handful of incidents where working with other department heads led to frustration or disappointment on your part, or where you felt judged when you were not able to complete a task in your past by yourself and had to get some help. This limiting belief often leads to overperforming, micromanaging, stress, even burnout in the long run, and is holding you back from what you truly want to achieve. For example, better work-life balance, improved teamwork, being more effective and efficient, gaining more confidence and fulfillment, and much more, of course. Through insightful questions, you can enable yourself to change your perception of the world and find a resourceful way forward by creating empowering beliefs. This means that you can explore and create a reality free of boundaries and allow you to dream of possibilities. As Albert Einstein said, we cannot solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. In our example, you could have picked up on your language pattern and have said, on second thoughts, yes, let's get together to explore our options. Two minds have more power and insights than one. With this new mindset, you could have had a brainstorming session and be impressed by the brilliant ideas both parties came up with and the great teamwork you experienced. This would have strengthened your new belief that sharing projects is a great idea and that a team can build a foundation of any project much easier, faster, and effortlessly. Now here's the thing, sometimes you can't kill a limiting belief with logic itself, but you can kill a limiting belief by getting out there and putting it to the test in the real world, by actually experiencing that logic at play. The more experiences you have in life, the easier it is to get really in tune with reality. So in our example, the more you can consciously expose yourself to working with others on projects or other tasks, the more likely you are also to add positive experiences to your pool of reference points. This then allows your unconscious mind to pull out experiences from a bigger pool, which makes it more objective and real. Now let's focus on your current beliefs. Please honestly answer the following questions. What is life all about? What is life not about? What is the purpose of life? What do you want from life? What's the most important thing to you in life? What stresses you out in life? What is effortless? What is difficult? Who are you really? Who could you be? I understand when you are at the beginning of a mindset change journey, answering these sort of questions can be quite gut-wrenching, because you might be disappointed in the answers you are giving yourself. You might not want to believe that this is what you actually stand for right now. But your answers serve as an eye-opener and give you the options to change things and no longer tolerate standards that are not nurturing, serving, or supporting you in any ways. Sometimes you just need to create that self-awareness that generates that intensity and the urge to change. Who you believe you are, it's actually not who you are. It is simply something you choose to believe about yourself because you thought it was convenient and true at some stage in your life. Because we have a very strong emotion attached to what we perceive as right or wrong, good or bad, we unfortunately don't challenge our beliefs often enough. This is one of the reasons why we accept beliefs that we created 10, 15, 20, even 30 or more years ago. And although these beliefs kept us safe at the time, they are now the exact same beliefs that are holding us back. Why? Because we are not that person anymore. As we evolve, it is absolutely essential that we challenge our beliefs to keep them in line with who we want to be and what we want to achieve. So don't just stand on the sideline. Challenge the negative beliefs that are holding you back right now. Ask yourself, am I happy the way I see the world? Or am I accepting disappointment as the norm? If you said yes to the second question, then say to yourself, no more. Make a choice right now. Look at your beliefs, and if they hold you back or causes you disappointment, know that this is who you were yesterday. Know that your new beliefs will create your tomorrow and who you want to be. Now there's a saying, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. Now let's start to produce better beliefs by creating even more self-awareness. Write down all your beliefs about yourself. In one row, list all the positive qualities and everything that you are good at. In the other row, list all the negative qualities and everything you believe you suck at. Review your list of positive beliefs and spend a moment to reflect on the events that shaped these beliefs. Then I want you to do the same thing with your negative beliefs and ask yourself the following questions. Where do they come from? Who taught them to me? How do I feel about them? Have they always been right? What are these limiting beliefs costing me? What am I missing out on by believing in them? What will my life look like if I hold on to those beliefs? What will my life look like if I replace them with more empowering beliefs? Then I want you to turn every single limiting belief into a positive. For example, I don't have time for personal and professional development. I am way too busy at work and with life itself. And anyway, I don't think I'm smart enough to grasp these concepts. And you may want to turn them into something like, wow, this course is a unique opportunity for me to learn so much about myself, to equip myself with effective leadership strategies that will not only give me more confidence and fulfillment, but also provide me with the opportunity to positively impact people around me. The concepts are simple to understand, yet very powerful. And by the way, who says I am not smart enough? I'm looking forward to hear what you've learned as a result of doing these exercises and what it has enabled you to do that you thought was impossible. Please share your successes. And remember, beliefs are not set in stone, but life is everything you believe it is. I leave you with that thought. Thanks for watching and dare to make a difference.